Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. A day after U.S. President Donald Trump called China a competitor seeking to challenge U.S. power, Beijing offered a subtle warning to the U.S. that confrontation will bring mutual losses. A government spokeswoman, Hua Chunying, says China hopes that the U.S. can abandon its mentality of zero-sum games and seek common ground while respecting differences. In a new national security strategy based on Trump's America First vision on Monday, the United States lumped China and Russia together as competitors seeking to erode U.S. security and prosperity. The singling out of China and Russia as revisionist powers comes despite Trump's own attempt to build strong relations with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Here's Donald Trump on Monday.
This situation should have been taken care of long before I got into office, when it was much easier to handle. But it will be taken care of. We have no choice.
That's President Trump talking about North Korea. And now the Trump administration is accusing North Korea of launching a crippling cyber attack that affected hundreds of thousands of computers across the globe this year. U.S. Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert wrote an opinion piece in The Wall Street Journal Monday night saying the attack was widespread and cost billions. At least 150 countries across the world were affected. For more information on this story, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA. A United Nations Children Fund reports an alarming rise in violence and criminality in Central African Republic. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Children's Fund says the year has been very difficult for children and women with little chance of improvement in sight. It says violence and instability continues to spread throughout the country. It notes the entire Southwest, which previously had been spared the crisis, is now the worst hit region. UNICEF representative in CAR, Christine Muhigana, says some aid agencies at different times of the year have had to temporarily suspend their activities because of threats from criminals and armed groups. She tells VOA that children are losing out on many fronts, and 20% of the schools in the country are closed because of insecurity. She also notes violations of children's rights are on the increase. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Also, UNICEF reports that more than 1.1 million people are displaced, both within the Central African Republic or as refugees. Catalonia will hold regional elections Thursday, 2 months after separatist campaigners tried to declare independence from Madrid following a disputed referendum. Many leaders of the secessionist movement have been arrested, prompting comparisons among some supporters to the actions of former Spanish dictator General Francisco Franco. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Investors will come back to this country.
In 1936, the then mayor of Bilasar was executed by General Franco's troops for his republican beliefs. 7 decades later, Bilasar's mayor is once again putting the village at the forefront of Catalonia's fight for independence from Madrid. Inside his office, Godas still keeps the ballot boxes from October's disputed referendum. Less than 1 in 10 of the local residents voted against independence. Catalans will once again visit the polling stations Thursday in regional parliamentary elections, this time sanctioned by Madrid. The result is unlikely to be as clean-cut as the referendum, but Godas says whatever the outcome, the fight to break away from Spain's grip will continue. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Barcelona, Spain.
Franco ruled Spain from the 1930s to the 1970s. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.